To the America's Cup now, and Team UK's rivals are being told to put up or shut up ahead of the next phase of the America's Cup Challenger Selection Series on Auckland's Waitemata Harbour. After an eventful round-robin series, Team UK secured a spot in the finals and now has to wait to see if a repaired American Magic or a hurting Luna Rossa come through the semi-finals on top. And Team UK skipper Sabine Ainslie wants his opponents to concentrate on their own boat development and stop paying so much attention to what his team is doing. Felicity Reid reports.
Ineos Team UK heading towards the finish line in race two of round-robin number three and across the line.
Okay, guys, calm down.
And that is an enormous win.
The jubilation aboard Britannia was cut short by experienced skipper Sir Ben Ainslie because he knows the British still have a long way to go. Victory in the Challenger Selection Series round robin buys them 3 weeks away from racing and the opportunity to put their boat back in the shed for development. After some early struggles, Team UK have found an extra level of performance in their boat, but Ainslie says they still had a list of things they wanted to change.
We can maybe make some slightly bigger upgrades than perhaps you would have done before, but obviously we can't really talk about that. Needless to say, we're trying to get faster like all of these other teams out here. As we all know, that's the secret to trying to win the America's Cup, is always that constant improvement and trying to get faster and faster every day.
Any changes made to Britannia will need to be by the book. The team has already broken the AC75 class rule once this regatta, with a non-performance enhancing modification to their mainsail, and are at risk of being disqualified from a race in the final series if they do it again. Team UK's infringement was brought to the attention of the rulemakers by Luna Rossa, and the Brits were fined. Ainslie says the rules for the new class of boat leave plenty of grey areas, and teams shouldn't spend time nitpicking the opposition.
It's time for teams to sort of put up or shut up, if you like, in terms of complaints, because to be disqualified for something that is non-performance enhancing and lose a race at this level, I don't think that's how the game should be played.
Whether American Magic have just done repairs to their damaged AC75 or taken the opportunity to make improvements to Patriot will become clear this week. Prior to the capsize, the Americans didn't lack speed, and the other challengers say they expect the New York Yacht Club's entry to return to the water and be competitive. The American Magic team is required to have Patriot ready for inspection by the Regatta's Measurement Committee on Wednesday afternoon, 48 hours before racing resumes. Skipper Terry Hutchinson says the repair work is ahead of schedule.
They're making really good strides, and still a bit early to say when we'll sail next week, but we look forward to getting back out on the course with Luna Rossa on Friday.
Hutchinson credits the assistance of Team New Zealand boat builders for getting them on track to return for the semi-finals.
The thing that we are reminded is, you know, really what the Defender has done for us and, you know, what they've helped us achieve, because certainly without them, it wouldn't have happened. You know, we have nothing but high thanks for Team New Zealand for what they did.
Experienced New Zealand yacht designer and former technical director for America's Cup team, Team Korea, Brett Bakewell-White, says Team New Zealand's assistance isn't selfless.
Whilst it's very generous and they're doing it for all the good reasons, it's also to the advantage of particularly Team New Zealand as defender, because if they lost American Magic from the event, it reduces the impact of the event and the success of the event overall. So it's to everyone's advantage to have all the teams sailing for as long as possible.
Bakewell-White says all the team's boats currently have design differences, but that is likely to change in the coming weeks.
There's no real agreement on what's the quickest or the best solution yet. We haven't seen the level of development that probably you would have expected prior to the Cup because of the lack of sailing. So now we're seeing an accelerated rate of development and improvement, and that's probably the scariest thing for Team New Zealand as defender, is how much are the other teams going to be able to catch up and maybe pass them in some areas.
Racing resumes on Friday with American Magic and Luna Rossa contesting the best of seven semi-finals. For Morning Report, Felicity Reid.